Welcome to Business 101 with Scott Gingold. Scott is a successful entrepreneur and strategist who has successfully guided individuals as well as companies for more than three decades. Scott has founded six successful companies and most recently acquired a seventh. He is a trusted advisor to CEOs and senior management teams throughout the world. His nickname is The Fixer, as he is able to cut through things that prevent most companies and individuals from succeeding. Without further delay, the one, the only, Scott Gingold.
Hey, good morning, everyone, everywhere, and welcome to the show today. As always, it's great to be with you. I truly appreciate you taking the time to listen to the program. Your continued support and all of your wonderful email messages and tweets means a lot to me, and I truly appreciate everything, all the kind tweets and messages and all week long that I get from our audience. So thank you so much, and thank you for your great feedback on the show. Thank you also for your suggestions that I receive on a regular basis. It's great to be with you here at WGPA Sunny 1100 AM for our listeners here in the Lehigh Valley, or whether you're listening to the radio station's feed over the internet or any other means. It's always amazing to me how people listen to the show, whether doing it on an app like the TuneIn app or Ustream.tv, which you can actually see and hear us simultaneously. However you're listening, we appreciate it. For those in the Lehigh Valley, we certainly appreciate you supporting WGPA Sunny 1100 AM. As I said last week, and we were talking about small business, and you know, WGPA Sunny 1100 is truly the antithesis of an independent, if you will, family, or not family, but small business. It's not owned by a big corporation. It is truly local radio, and I appreciate those of you who support the station, both in advertising, as well as those of you who do business with the advertisers on the program. As always, I'm joined today by Denise. Good morning, Denise. How are you?
Good morning, Scott. I'm great. How are you doing?
Great, thanks. In just a moment, we're going to be getting to Bobby, but in the first, let me give you a show lineup, and I also want to give an update on something, too. Excuse me. In the first hour today, Mitchell Rahm of Dr. Backup will join me. Dr. Backup is an off-site data backup solution. In the second hour, yes, I did think about this very carefully. In the second hour, I will be joined by Jeff Sosinski of I Want My Data Back, who will talk to us about recovering data. If you did not back up with Dr. Backup or another method, although I highly recommend Dr. Backup. The reason I put the show together like this is I'm always amazed at how many people don't back up their data, especially businesses, and what happens when you don't back it up. Inevitably, there's always a disaster. So it'll be good to have both of them on. First hour, of course, Mitch Rahm from Dr. Backup. Second hour, Jeff Sosinski of I Want My Data Back. Mitchell Rahm is the founder and managing partner at Dr. Backup LLC. Their website is, of course, is Dr. Backup. That's drbackup.net, a computer services company headquartered in Laurel, Maryland. He leads a team of technology experts that specializes in the delivery of fully managed online backup services to small and medium mid-sized businesses in the U.S. and Canada. Mr. Rahm and his team manage the backups of nearly 2,500 businesses and have built a network of over 300 trusted information technology partners that offers Dr. Backup service to their clients. Since its inception in 2001, the company has performed over 6 million successful backups and recovered millions of client files that would have been otherwise lost. Mr. Rahm is a recognized expert in the delivery of computer backup services. Over the years, has spoken at dozens of conferences and industry seminars. Most recently, he was a featured speaker at the Maryland Association of CPAs annual conference, discussing the role of technology in disaster recovery planning. Mr. Rahm's career spans over 30 years in the technology and telecom industries in various roles of increasing technical and financial responsibilities. He holds an undergraduate degree from the University of Maryland, Baltimore County, and a master's in computer science from the Johns Hopkins Whiting School of Engineering. In 1994, he co-founded and served as CEO of Kivex, a commercial internet service provider that pioneered the concept of high-speed internet access as a building amenity. Previously, Mr. Rahm was a member of the development team that built the first commercially available public email network, MCI Mail. He was director of professional services at Digital Equipment Corporation, and over the years has held various other positions at Martin Marietta, Singer Link Simulation Systems, and Booz Allen in Hamilton. Good morning, Mr. Rahm. How are you?
Hey, Scott. That was quite a mouthful.
It was, and I did it without, I don't think, taking a breath or pausing. So there we go.
Very good. Hey, hey, before, I didn't realize you had been on the air 1 hour. 1 year. Congratulations. That's quite an accomplishment.
Well, thank you very much. Yeah, they keep letting me back. I'm not sure how or why, but I'm glad to be here and thrilled. I mean, we started this program. We were 1 hour, an hour two, and, you know, we're really thrilled to be here each and every week. So thank you very much. Appreciate that.
So, very good, very good.
So given all the examples we could point to, such as natural, accidental, and man-made disasters, in which we always hear of businesses who lost their data, do you ever sit back and you're just surprised at how many businesses still don't back up their data?
Actually, it doesn't surprise me anymore. In the business world that we're in today, everybody's busy. You know, they're running from one job to the next job, talking to clients, trying to sell, deliver. The last thing they think about is their brand new computer failing and losing all the information on it. So I'm not surprised at all.
See, I guess I still am shocked by it. You know, I run into businesses and I'm like, well, we'll get into the methods of how they back up their data or not, but it's just always amazing to me the little effort they think about it. You know, I think, you know, computer troubleshooters, how many stories we heard about after Superstorm Sandy of businesses losing data or not having access to it. I'm assuming, like, after Sandy, you heard many stories like that as well?
Sandy's a little bit unusual for the East Coast to have a major weather event like that. But clearly, we've had everything from floods, fire, theft, lightning, power surges. We even had one client that had an earthquake occur in their geography, and their office building was literally in front of them, but they were not allowed back into the building because it was condemned and dangerous. So their computers and their data and their servers and their whole business was sitting there, you know, 100 feet from them, but basically they couldn't get to it. So that was that was the only earthquake I can recall that caused data loss. The physical threats are there, and they're always going to be there. But I would say that the majority of things that we see are not necessarily physical threats, but, you know, things that are a little more basic. The computer itself crashes. We've had some incidents of theft. We actually recently just had an incident where the computers didn't fail at all, but they had an employee who wound up leaving under non-favorable terms and deleting the entire contents of a data server. So the client essentially came in after lunch and found that all their information was gone. So that was a data loss that wasn't a physical loss. It wasn't a hardware failure. It was let's call it a human accident. But that type of event occurs all the time. It's not unusual. So we see the whole gamut of reasons why the data is lost. And fortunately, if it's one of our clients, for the most part, we're able to get them back the information, at least since last night's backup, and that eases the pain a little bit.
Right. Well, I'm guessing that employee did not, A, get employee of the month, and B, probably did not get a good referral for their next job. That's just speculation, but that's my thought.
I think they left in the middle of the night. It's kind of like, you remember the old Baltimore Colts leaving in the middle of the night from the Baltimore area that I hail from?
Yep.
They took off for Indianapolis, but they were persona non grata in Baltimore going forward, so...
Well, you know, along that line, let's talk for a moment about employees and such. You know, one of the things, and I don't know if you see this in your work, Mitch, or not, but one of the things I'm always surprised with employees, specifically with bosses and employees, are, and I see this more in small businesses than corporate environments, is number one, they don't ever change passwords, and number two, they entrust their, you find it, what you perceive as a trusted employee, and most are good people. But you gave an example now of an employee that was no longer, services no longer needed and did some terrible things. And I'm always surprised, I don't know about you, about, you know, never changing passwords and entrusting one employee to make sure that, you know, the data is backed up and or has that much control over the data.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm not exactly sure what the question is, but from a surprise perspective, again, no, I'm not surprised because... we've been doing this for a long number of years now, so we have seen the whole gamut of things that could go wrong. But I just think about this for a second. in each organization, if they are doing a backup, who is the individual responsible for actually doing the backups and protecting the data? You know, we're talking important things for a business, you know, financial systems, marketing, sales systems, customer support systems, you know, the whole gamut of information that's required to run a business. Who is the individual that's actually responsible for safeguarding that information? And more often than not, in a small business, it's either the owner who's too busy to do it, or they've delegated to somebody, you know, maybe the receptionist, the person who greets you coming in the door for your retail business. And how often, I mean, you know, that's the person that if something goes wrong, you've entrusted that receptionist to be the IT department for your business, the technology department for your business, and you're trusting that they've backed up the data, they've verified that it works, they've stored it in some place other than on top of the computer that they're trying to protect. So it's you know, what you see in small businesses is that there really is no formal structured backup data protection disaster recovery plan. It's pretty much what do they need to do that day at that minute to service their clients, and you know, there's not a lot of forethought there. As the businesses get bigger and they're able to bring on technology staff or to hire companies to come in and do the management for them, things do get a little better. But for the typical small business, it really is the Wild West out there, and you know, even those that are doing backups, I would say probably half of them, if they ever had to recover from those backups, would be in dire straits.
That ties in nicely to my next question. Many businesses still rely on external hard drives, thumb drives, and even tape drives. Is this a good strategy, and if not, why?
Well, you know, when you think of protecting your data and backing up and just the whole overall gamut of making sure that valuable computer information is protected, you're really looking at three things that need to occur, or three things that you should do to protect yourself. The first is, and this is going to sound kind of silly, but you know, you got to have a piece of quality equipment. If you're getting a PC or a server or a file server or whatever, ask the salesperson who you're getting that system from, does this system have RAID on it? Does it have a redundant set of hard drives that back up each other? It's very, very inexpensive these days to get a computer to have two hard drives in it, and they both contain all the data, and they're written simultaneously. And if one of the drives goes out, you're sent a warning, you can replace it, but life keeps going. So, you know, for an extra $100 on that computer, you get yourself a RAID card and some protection against a crash of a hard drive, which is probably the weakest point, the weakest link in the whole computer system is the hard drive itself. So protect that with a little bit of redundancy. So that's the first step. The second step is, and we tell all of our clients this, get yourself a local backup, okay? Do some sort of local backup. It can be to a thumb drive or a hard disk. Most people aren't really using tape drives anymore. Some of the larger companies that have one on their server, they may continue to use it. But, you know, keep that data local to you. I mean, it needs to be protected because clearly it's a physical device. It's local. It's subject to all the same physical threats that the main computer system's subject to. But get yourself a local backup. And then the third thing is protect yourself in the ultimate. You know, get your mission critical files offsite. You know, get your QuickBooks offsite, your financial information, your work in progress, the jobs that you're working on right now. You know, that are going to bring you in revenue tomorrow. If you lose your files, your work product, get that protected offsite. Anything that's going to prevent you from opening your business tomorrow, you know, get it off site. I mean, we're talking the whole gamut here: a local backup, RAID, and an off site backup. You know, we're talking $1 a day, maybe $2 a day for to protect all your information and your business. Less than that expensive latte you just had this morning. So, you know, it doesn't take that much to get everything protected. But you know, look at all three things: some good hardware, a good local backup that you keep control of the media because it is subject to the same threats and it could be stolen, it could be compromised. And then finally, the mission critical information, the stuff that you can't do without, that you can't rebuild, you know, get that physically off site. Either take it off site and protect it, or use an online backup service, whatever you have to do to get that data separate from the physical environment that you're in, so that if something happens to that physical environment, you are protected.
All makes sense to me. The one thing I would interject, and if you disagree, feel free to say so, which is, you said, a RAID 5 or RAID situation where you have a computer with two hard drives doing the backup. I want to make it clear, and if Mitch disagrees with me, he will say so. If you're a smaller business, let's say five employees, five computers, your natural tendency might be to walk into one of these big box retailers or a mass online retailer and say, I want a computer with RAID, on it. And they're going to look at you like you are out of your mind. And their job, in my opinion, is to sell you what's on the shelf versus listening to you. You need to work with a professional firm that actually is going to sit and listen to not only what exactly you have, what exactly your business goals and needs are, but how do you use your data, too, to Mitch's point. So I really think it's important to clarify for those smaller businesses, again, as you said, who may be relying on the receptionist or the owner to do IT work, be careful of what you buy, because it's very easy to buy the wrong thing. And even if you buy the right thing, if you haven't set it up properly to do the backups, in a way that, say, Dr. Backup does, which we're going to get to in a few moments, you've just put good money into bad. You've not accomplished anything.
Yeah, I mean, if you don't know, get some help.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, get some help. Get somebody. If you typically walk into, a place that offers computers to the residential market, to home users, and you ask, "Want RAID on my computer?" You're right. They're going to look at you cross-eyed. They're just not going to know, and they're going to perhaps tell you that, well, maybe you don't need that. Whereas if you approach a computer professional, even if you have to pay a few dollars more to get that advice, to get it set up properly, just to make sure you start off on the right track here. I mean, the reality of the situation is, if you don't back up, if you don't protect your information, if you don't have your shop in order, what's going to happen is ultimately you are going to have a failure. And when you have the failure, you are going to open your checkbook, okay, and you are going to pay through the nose. And you know what? No money, no amount of money that they charge you, within reason, of course, is going to be too much to get your data back. So if you're paying $2,000, $3,000, $5,000 to get things back up and running, if it's even possible to do that, but if for somebody to try to recover you after a disaster, far better to spend just a little bit of money up front to get things squared away to begin with, than to walk away, from saving a few dollars at a local retailer versus having a system that's professionally configured to meet your needs, and pay just a little bit more, and well worth it, well worth it. So I'm in agreement with you, Scott. Get it done right up front. Get yourself some professional help if you don't have it, and don't try to do everything yourself, especially if you don't know.
Absolutely. Well, Mitch, I want to get specifically into Dr. Backup, but first we're going to have to take some commercials. I want to get in more specifically with Dr. Backup, like the types of businesses you service and that sort of thing, the services you do provide. But first, we do have to head to some commercials, so please bear with us, Mitch, during the silence of the commercials. Everyone else, please do listen to our commercials, support our sponsors. We'll be right back with you. Again, you're listening to Business 101 with Scott Gingold. Stay tuned, everybody. And we are back, folks, with, of course, Mitchell Rahm of Dr. Backup. So, Mitch, let's get specifically into Dr. Backup. I know you specialize in small to medium-sized businesses. That term can be a little confusing for some. Can you define, in the eyes of Dr. Backup, what a small business is and a medium-sized business is?
Yeah, I mean, backing up your computer system is clearly a horizontal application. It goes across all industry sectors, from small doctor's offices all the way up to mid-sized and small manufacturers. Our customer base, which is well over 2,000 companies. I mean, they pretty pretty much any industry you can think of, we're backing them up. But I guess the defining point is that when, as the businesses grow in size, at some point in time, they bring in their own IT staff, their own technologists, they bring them on staff. And at that point in time, they're typically going to want to manage their own backups. But all the way up to that, everything from the as you say, the five-person office up to about 25 to 30 employees, they're not typically going to have a dedicated staff. They're going to be looking to purchase computer services, and ours is a fairly specialized service, but they're going to need that type of service. So, again, everything, doctors, dentists, everybody in the medical industry. We do a lot of financial services companies. A lot of retail shops. It really is across the board. The one thing I will say is the overwhelming majority of our clients do work with a local computing professional. Okay, so they have some sort of expertise in the geography that they work with, and we're fortunate enough to have a business relationship with many of those IT consultants, and they bring us in as specialists to basically handle the online backups of their clients.
So a customer can come to you directly, or they can work with a local IT firm, correct?
Yeah, they will. I would say 90% of our clients come to us from local IT firms. The other 10 have heard about us, come to us through referrals, or prefer to deal with us directly, and we do accommodate them. But the majority are getting professional assistance locally.
Gotcha. I know Dr. Backup is a virtual-based business. What exactly does that mean? And that's got to be some benefit to the customers, I'm sure. What exactly is, does being a virtual-based business, what does that mean to the customer?
Well, there's two different things we can talk about here. I mean, clearly, Dr. Backup has a data center, and we own our own equipment and storage devices. And that information is protected in a data center and very well secure. But our clients are all over the place. I mean, they're all over the country. And we don't have an individual employee or company representative necessarily sitting, within proximity of the customer. So we're doing all of our support remotely. So we will, when a customer needs some sort of assistance, we'll actually connect remotely over the internet to the customer's computer system, and we'll do whatever type of work is required. So the fact that we don't necessarily have to have a local presence in each geography allows us to serve a much wider basis. On the back end, it also allows us to have some freedom in terms of our employees can literally work, in their basements, in their pajamas, the typical what you see on the TV commercial. We can attract some very top-notch technicians to work with us, giving them the freedom to work from other than a standard office setting.
Well, I would imagine a big advantage. Earlier we talked about Superstorm Sandy. We talked about other disasters, fires and such. The other advantage I'm sure it must give you is the idea no matter what's happening out there, your people can continue to work. They're not reliant on a particular building. They're just reliant on their ability to keep working nonstop, as they say.
Yeah, I mean the fallacy. I mean, technical, telecommuting has been out there for a long time. People have typically telecommuted. It started off telecommute one day a week and then 2 days a week, but now it's gotten to the point where it really depends on your job function. If your job function permits you to work autonomously and work over computer lines and the internet, then you're able to do that. And our particular application and our specialty has allowed us to set up a shop where we can do that. And yeah, if there's a geographic incident in one particular geography or something happens, the other folks who are not impacted by that can keep going. And we've been doing this, Scott. We've been doing this for almost 13 years, actually over 13 years now. So we've gotten it down pretty well. We've got a really good team, and they do a great job for our clients.
That's great. You mentioned you have your own data center, but I believe, if I remember correctly from the material I've read, you also have redundancy to that, too. Is that correct?
Well, all the there's a various different levels of redundancy. I mean, we do have, you know, our computer equipment. We have multiple servers that are redundant. We have RAID 6 on the back end. It's kind of a technical term, but each customer's data is written to multiple different locations. So in that way, we do have redundancy. We also now offer the client the ability to perform backups, not only off-site, but locally. We can do image backups for them locally. We can do send their data off-site. We can even send their data to an alternate location for them where it's backed up, you know, not on doctor backup equipment, but on third-party equipment. So we have a lot of different flexibility, a lot of flexibility in terms of where the customer can get the redundancy that they might need. But we've pretty much operated, for the last 13 years, and knock on wood, we've had no major operations outages, and very, very reliable restore of client data that they send to us.
Absolutely. I think one of the things, and we're going to get into some specifics about what makes you, what else makes you different, but one of the things is, I mean, you're Mitch Rom, you're the owner, if you will, or, you know, certainly the principal there, and a customer can talk to you. We're not talking about one of these big mega companies, and even though, as you mentioned, you know, you have thousands, over 2,500 businesses of customers, I believe you mentioned, a customer can actually talk to you. And in the case of, I know your channel partners, certainly channel partners can. I think that's a real differentiator. You're not talking to some call center rep in Lord knows what country, but you can reach you if necessary. I know you have a wonderful, wonderful staff, but if for some reason a customer wants to, or channel partner, they can reach you. And I think that's a real differentiator.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, and when you run a business, you know, especially a small business, you really have to have a passion for that business. You really need to love it. And I do. I've been doing this. This is the longest that I've had pursued any type of 13 years doing the same thing. I mean, that's a long time.
Mm-hmm.
That's a long time.
Absolutely.
And you don't do that if you don't love what you do. But you're right. I mean, it's very common for me. I'll hear the call volume increase on our inbound ACD, and I'll put the headsets on and I'll pick up the calls and talk directly with the clients. Other times the partners want to call direct. They have a special request or a unique customer requirement. And you're right, they can pick up the phone and they can call me. The one thing is, it's very interesting because the industry, the online backup industry, if you will, it really is bifurcated. You've got the residential customer, And then you've got the small business client. The needs of the residential client are much different than the needs of a business client. When you see things advertised on the TV, you know, protect your computer and go out and catch lobsters at the same time, that type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's a residential application. You essentially install some piece of software, and you buy some disk space on the internet, and you turn it on, and you hope that it works, and you hope that if you need it, you get your stuff back. With the small business or the business in general, businesses can't be so laissez-faire. They can't be so lackadaisical. They really need to be sure that if something happens, they are going to get their data back. So they require more than just online disk storage. They require some personalized service.
Well, you know, Mitch, I agree with you totally. However, I will just slightly disagree with you on the lobster situation, and that is this. I can't tell you how many times I've seen the do-it-yourself crowd go out and buy a cloud-based backup service without mentioning names. It's certainly not Dr. Backup, but to your point, a residential product, and they don't know what they've set up. And as a result, I have seen people come in and say, I thought I had this backed up, and maybe they had their documents backed up, but they didn't specify the folder with, say, their photos or their videos. I mean, I see it at computer troubleshooters all the time because they don't want to pay a fee to have somebody, you know, else set it up for them. And in the end, you know, they're the ones who are crying over their lost prom photos or baptism or whatever, you know, or whatever function. So I would agree with you wholeheartedly and just add, just because you buy a service doesn't mean you know how to set it up properly. So
I agree. It's you know, I guess the worst possible situation is you've bought something, you've put something in place, you've taken some time to think through that you may need this information back, and then when an event actually does occur, you find out that your backup hasn't actually run in the last 3 months, and you didn't know it wasn't working, or as you say, Scott, you forgot to identify some folder or some application software, or you thought you were backing up your email, but because your email was open while the backup ran, you didn't get any email backup. So these are the types of things that, and you're right, it's not necessarily even satisfactory to the residential client, but, you know, for $5 a month, it is what it is.
Sure. Hey, one of the things that I know makes Dr. Backup also very unique, at least in my experience, is you folks do a 30-day trial. That unto itself is not unique. However, the unique part is no credit card, no contract. You know, you get a channel partner or maybe the customer direct calling up, say, yeah, I'm interested in your service. I'd like to try it. And the only thing you're asking for is, hey, give me your contact information, your email. Let's get remoted in. Let's get you set up. I mean, that, in my mind, is one of the biggest differentiators between Dr. Backup and most of the other services out there. I'm not aware of any others that do that.
Well, I mean, that is a unique part of the service that we offer. Yeah, from a business perspective, let me just tell you that 75 to 80% of the clients that go through a complete 30-day trial process, and I'll describe that in a second, most of them that go through that trial process for 30 days, 75 to 80% of them, at the end of that period, they're signing up for production service because they now don't know how they could have lived without that service.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because they realize in what bad shape they were and how good a job we've done for them. Without asking for anything up front, we've actually gone in and understood their particular situation, configured the backups custom to them, and protected them. And I also can't tell you how many times we've had a client in the mid-day trial have a failure.
Mm.
And they've never paid us a nickel. We've invested a lot of time up front, and they experience a data loss, and we get them their information back as part of the trial. So talk about a full life cycle there. The uniqueness is as you say, not in the 30-day trial, but it's the fact that we're actually delivering the service as if they were a full-fledged service, as if they were a paying customer right from the get-go.
Right. And to get specific, let's get into the nitty-gritty for the benefit of our audience who maybe I didn't make it clear enough. Dr. Backup is a cloud, which I know confuses everyone, backup solution. What does cloud mean? It's simply off-site backup. As Mitch mentioned earlier, you know, unfortunately, and I see this all the time, especially first quarter this year, bad things happen to good people every day. Water pipes break in buildings mm-hmm. over weekends. Fires happen. Employee theft, other theft, bad things happen. So what you're doing at Dr. Backup is you're taking that data and you're having it off-site, so God forbid something tragic happens to the building or worse, that you have that data to restore to something else quickly. That's really the message we want. I think we want to send out to people is no matter what's going on in your business. The other differentiator, I think, with Dr. Backup is, and I've witnessed this firsthand as a channel partner myself, is if you don't, like I know on Mondays, I'm going to get a slew of email from Dr. Backup because somebody, you know, a business customer shut down their workstations for the weekend or their server, and there was no backup. So you guys are very proactive in the sense of, if we don't have a backup, we're calling you. We're letting you know, like, guys, there's not a backup. Is there a problem?
Right.
And I
right.
think that's a huge
exactly.
difference.
I mean, let me just interject here. Our delivery methodology is another differentiator. And what we sell is basically what we call our smart backup service. So, yes, like other backup services, we have software. Yes, we have disk storage. Yes, we have the cloud, the pipes to get it to the cloud. But the majority of what we do, what differentiates us, is the service. And our smart methodology has five components. One is the S component, which is the setup. So we actually work with you or your technology consultant to set up the technology, to set up the online backup solution on your computer systems, not just install it, but conf- configure it. Does that include files, folders, if necessary, applications, SQL databases, vertical applications that are unique to your particular environment? We work to get those all set up, so that's the S. After things are set up and they're running, the M is our monitoring service. So we actually monitor your backups at all times. We know when you're backing up, when you're not backing up, when there's a problem. So we're monitoring. The A in our smart delivery methodology is the alerts. If we detect a problem, we're going to alert you that there is a problem with your backups. Some of the alerts will be displayed in email messages that you receive. Other alerts, if we detect something serious, we're going to pick up the phone and we're going to call you. So we're going to call you and say, hey, Scott, we see your customer here, ABC Widgets, they haven't backed up in a few days. Is there anything wrong? Are they on vacation? What's going on? So we'll alert you so that you're not going to be surprised that there's a problem with your backups. And then the next step is the R. That's the restore. When something goes wrong with your computing environment, you need to get your data back. You're going to be in a panic or a frenzy, and you're going to need your data back. You're going to need somebody on the phone to talk with, to what do I do, how do I get it back, etc. So the restore component, we're that stable vendor that you can reach 24 hours a day if necessary, who can restore your information for you. Finally, the T is the testing. The computer system is constantly changing. Technology is changing. We're testing your backups to make sure that they're working at all times. So the smart methodology, if you will, combined with the local software, the pipes to the internet, and the cloud storage, that is the whole gamut. That's the whole service delivery. It's not just the disk storage on the internet. It's the service that goes with it, both the service that you see and the service that goes on behind the scenes.
Interesting. Hey, Mitch, in our remaining couple of minutes that we have, I'd like to switch gears a little bit. Like me, you've been an entrepreneur for many years. What are some of the biggest changes in entrepreneurship that you've seen since you started out to today?
Ooh, changes in entrepreneurship.
Is it more challenging today than it was when you started out, do you think, or no?
It takes a special kind of person. It takes a special kind of person to truly be an entrepreneur. There's a lot of people who have a passion for the particular technology or some environment or something that they're working on. There's a lot of people that have that technology drive, but being an entrepreneur is more than that. You've got to be able to not only be a subject matter expert, but you've got to grasp the entire business environment, the sales environment. You've got to attract people. It requires a certain personality and a certain type of person. So do I think that has changed over the last 20 years or whatever? No, you still need to be a special person. I think a lot of people think they're entrepreneurs, but they're really not, and they really shouldn't be. But they can be valuable members of a team led by an entrepreneur. So tough question, but no, Scott, I don't think it's really changed what it takes to be an entrepreneur. The scenery's changed a little bit, but what it takes inside is pretty much always been the same.
It's great insight, and also, I guess, for would-be entrepreneurs listening today, it's great insight to know you can have passion about something, but having passion and running a company are often two different things. I think that's fair to say.
Absolutely.
So does, like me, you've built and sold businesses. Talk about that process. What was the process like, and did the process flow as you expected?
Well, very interesting. When you start a business, and this is very, very common, you start a business with an idea, a thought, a service, a product, whatever, and you work towards delivering that service or product, and what you find out is, in the end, what you started off delivering, what your vision was to start with, that's not something that that's not what the end product turns out to be. You wind up morphing from what you thought the business was going to be to some new direction, so that's kind of one of the things that is quite surprising in the whole process. I think that being an entrepreneur today and buying and selling businesses, you know, unless, I mean, Scott, you've handled it and you've been through the process a number of times. Most people at most are going to go through it once. So it's going to be completely new to them. I've started a couple companies myself, and I will tell you that I don't know that there is a template that you can follow to build and sell a company, but the one thing I will say is that when you're building the company, you need to build it to run it, but you need to keep in your mind, in the back of your mind, that you may want to sell it someday. So don't do anything that would preclude you from being able to sell that business in the future.
Absolutely. You know, Mitch, we both share a passion for obviously starting and running businesses. How do you balance work and home life?
Well, that's tough because, you know, being the boss, you'd say, oh, the boss has got the great life. The boss probably works harder than you think.
Mm-hmm.
You know, right now as I'm talking with you on the phone, Scott, we have a small condo down at the beach in Ocean City, Maryland, and I'm actually talking with you from that environment.
Hmm.
What I'll do is two or three times, you know, a month, I'll get down there just to get away from everything. And I used to be able to get away, and now, of course, I've got a computer down here. I've got a telephone down here. You know, I can listen in on connect to the PBX remotely.
Mm.
So it's not quite the getaway, but you have to have a passion for what you do, and you have to really enjoy loving it, love doing what you do. And the one thing I will say is that entrepreneurs and successful business people aren't necessarily any smarter than any of your listeners out there. Okay, they just, you know, if you've got that line, you know, if you've got the personal on the left hand side and the business on the right hand side, and you know, you've got that dividing line in terms of where you spend your time, passion for your business, then you can move that dividing line more towards the business, and not feel like you're all work because you love what you do. Okay, so loving what you do makes work more like family time or home time, and that's always been something that I've tried to. Life's too short. You don't want to do anything that you really don't enjoy. So try to find a position, a career, a job, an opportunity that challenges you, that you enjoy, so that if you do have to spend a little more time working and a little less, perhaps a little less family time, you know, it's not torture.
You know, I agree with everything you've said. I would just add entrepreneurship is not for those weak in the knees or faint of heart. I'm up against the clock, Mitch, but two final questions for you. First, did you or do you have any mentors who inspired you or do inspire you as you were getting into business or still today?
You know, I really don't have any specific individual mentor, okay? But I you know, you try to pick and choose and take the best attributes of all the people that you see in public, and I did read a lot of business books. You know, I think every entrepreneur probably has a guerrilla marketing, in my case, multiple editions from J. Conrad Levinson. But that's a good, well-read book. And then another one. It's going to sound a little crazy. You know, the general rule of thumb is, and I'm not 100% bought into this, but he who markets best wins. Okay, so you may not have the best product or service or widget out there, but if you're marketing and you're doing a great job in marketing, you're going to do well. And kind of the guidepost that I used for setting up a lot of the marketing for Dr. Backup was a book, and this is actually the title of the book, Getting Everything You Can Out of What You've Got, and it's a book by Jay Abraham.
Nice.
Who is, you know, pretty respected marketing individual.
Great.
So those two books are, you know, good to start your library off with. And there's one other book if you're in the consulting business that I've looked at, and actually two other books. One of them is, you know, The Referral Engine by John Jantz, and there's a small book. It's called Focus. It's a yellow. Actually, the book is yellow with a red target on the front. It's by an individual by the name of Al Reis, and he basically says you can't be everything to everybody. Focus in on what you're good at and get very, very good at it. And that's kind of been a mantra that we followed with Dr. Backup.
Great. Hey, that's great. Mitch, final question. I'm up against the clock. I only have a few seconds. What's next for Dr. Backup?
Well, as I mentioned before, I mean, we've been doing the online backups now for, since 2001. We've honestly just really added a new service to the portfolio where we can now actually do a client's local backups as well. So we're now in the business of not only delivering managed online backups, we can actually deliver managed local backups, which in some instances, if you don't experience a physical fire threat, we can actually help clients to recover entire system images and get themselves back up and running in minutes on spare equipment, as opposed to a more traditional recovery of lost files over the internet, et cetera. So we're very excited about having this new offering where we can do the local backup for the client in addition to their offsite backups.
That's great. And folks, for more information on that, please go to drbackup.net. That's drbackup.net, drbackup.net. And of course, if you're in the Lehigh Valley, you can call Computer Troubleshooters at 610-866-2828 for more information on that. But wherever you're listening to us in the country, of course, drbackup.net. Mitchell Rahm of Dr. Backup, we're thrilled to have you here today. Thank you so much for joining us.
And thank you for the opportunity, Scott. It was a blast.
Great. Have a great day.